Yosemite is one of America's most popular national parks, especially during the summer when the park hires extra help. But this year, some of Yosemite's seasonal workers were asked to work without pay for the federal government for weeks. Kiara Eisner from NPR's investigations team has more.
It's a Saturday in Yosemite, and federal workers are angry. Many of them have today off. But they've chosen not to climb El Capitan or enjoy one of the park's many waterfalls. They're protesting in the Yosemite Village instead.
What do we want?
Public land!
Where do we want it?
Public land!
The protesters held up signs that said, "Your vacation needs our jobs," and "The government isn't trimming fat, it's senselessly cutting muscle." Since January, the firing of federal workers, voluntary departures, and retirements have amounted to the National Park Service losing almost a quarter of its permanent workforce. Seasonal workers have also been affected. Those workers typically do essential jobs like operating campgrounds, maintaining trails, and educating visitors. But this year, because human resources was struggling to deal with massive workplace shifts, the federal government wasn't able to hire them all on time.
A lot of seasonals that are driving across the country with all their life belongings in their car were told mid-drive, "Hey, by the way, your start date's probably pushed back 2 weeks. In the meantime, you can maybe come. We might have housing, and maybe we'll onboard you when we can."
That was a federal worker at the protest. NPR has agreed not to share the names of six federal workers who spoke with NPR because they do not have permission to speak publicly about this and fear retribution. Jesse Chakran is the director of the Fund for People in Parks, a nonprofit.
They're dependent upon their job to have a home. And so it's a pretty complicated situation that it had terrible outcomes for a lot of the seasonal staff.
Seasonal workers at national parks are often provided with housing as part of the job. That's because in remote parks like Yosemite, the nearest town can be more than a dozen miles away.
I don't have any family on the West Coast at all. So I was like, I just need to live somewhere and have a stable house.
That was a seasonal worker who planned to start at Yosemite early this summer. She says when she found out she wouldn't be able to begin on time, she was worried.
So I emailed my supervisor and I was like, "What are the options? What can I do?" And that's when they first responded with, "You can volunteer."
Workers told NPR that more than 50 seasonal employees volunteered for as long as 6 weeks before they were hired. For hundreds of hours, they did jobs like maintaining trails and educating visitors for free. They did get to stay in government housing at Yosemite during that time. NPR reviewed signed housing agreements that showed the value of that housing was less than $500 a month. Chakran, the nonprofit leader, pointed out that the park has a policy aimed at protecting workers from being exploited by the federal government.
There's also a policy that you can't volunteer for your job so that people are not taken advantage of.
The seasonal workers did say they were asked to volunteer in different divisions from the ones they were originally hired for. Kevin Owen is an employment lawyer who has represented federal workers.
It looks like it is inconsistent with the policy that they have in their handbook. Whether or not it actually is a violation of the FLSA is going to be heavily fact-dependent.
The FLSA is the Fair Labor Standards Act. NPR reached out to Yosemite and the Park Service. Neither responded to questions about how seasonal employees were hired this season. But the workers NPR spoke with said they do feel like the federal government took advantage of them. Here's the woman who volunteered again.
It's like, no, that isn't how it should be. That is just not how it should be.
The federal worker at the protest says the people who work at Yosemite are a strong community of folks who love public lands and want to protect them.
They are here because they believe in the work and they want to work for the federal government and they want to be public servants. And that's who we're hurting.
By now, the workers NPR spoke with have been hired by the park and are receiving payment. They're making between $19 and $23 an hour, they said. But they haven't been paid for the hundreds of hours of work they did already for free before. And they haven't been told they'll receive back pay later. Kiara Eisner, NPR News.